Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, everybody? Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I'm AWOD, and this is D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 and in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. That's where you can check us out Monday through Friday, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today like I have. Use it for free. AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And yesterday was my dad's birthday, November 14th. Today's my sister's birthday, November 15th. Get those shout-outs right out of the way. But there's so much going on in the sports world. I'm going to try to touch on all of it today. We will start in the NFL, and for me, I am starting to see a pretty clear playoff picture in the AFC, but not really in the, in the NFC, but not really in the AFC. The three teams that are top of the AFC, I don't believe it. The top teams in the NFC will face off against each other this weekend. So it does feel like, at least in one conference, you're starting to develop a little bit more clear of a playoff picture. In terms of the AFC, it's just hard to really figure things out when Kansas City's on the outside looking in. Baltimore's on the outside looking in. And I get it. I mean, their records aren't great. They deserve to be on the outside looking in, but they are still some of the top teams that I believe in to actually be contenders. So we're going to step into the world of contenders versus pretenders today as we go around the National Football League. We'll move over to college because we have college football playoffs to break down. The second weekend of the college football top 25 and the second bracket was revealed on Tuesday. UVA was in it for the first one. Then they lost. Now Miami represents the ACC, but JMU has a legit sweat to sneak into the college football playoffs as the G5 school. And I think there's so much to be said about the college football playoffs. I've talked to a lot of people that already want to expand it. 16 teams, 24 teams, 32 teams. Is there a number that's too big for football? Could you get to as high as 64 or 68 with basketball? I would not like to do that. I think that 12 to 16 is probably a solid number. But what we've seen is they favor the SEC and the Big Ten. Instead of the P4, it's really the P2. We'll get at least 8 schools in and maybe 9 of the 12. So that's basically 75%, leaving crumbs for the Big 12, the ACC, and the rest of the conferences in college football. But there will be a bunch of elimination games today. For example, 12 noon on ABC, Pitt against Notre Dame. That's an elimination game. Pitt at 7-2 is holding on to dear life in the ACC. Notre Dame also at 7-2, but they have some impressive wins. Their losses, well, one of them to Miami and the other to Texas A&M here. Notre Dame loses. They are absolutely eliminated, even though they're sitting at number 9 in the country. They just don't have the resume to afford to have 3 losses at the end of the day. South Florida Navy, that's an elimination game. Oklahoma, Alabama's not an elimination game for both teams, but it would be for Oklahoma. So there's a lot of good college football to break down, and we will take a peek at UVA against Duke. Last week, UVA was in the driver's seat in the ACC. Now they still control their own destiny, but they've got to go to Duke and beat the Blue Devils there. And this is not, you know, the Cameron crazies, but Darian Mensah has thrown 24 touchdown passes to 4 interceptions and has Duke 4-1 in the ACC, even though they're coming off the loss to UConn. Virginia's hoping to get quarterback Chandler Morris back, and I was told I would be surprised if he doesn't play. He's working his way back from concussion protocols. That's 3:30 today on ESPN2. College hoops. Only thing I'll mention real quick with college hoops, and we have Metal Chris running the board today. If it was Wes, he would be perking up for this. Virginia Tech has a legit top 12 NBA draft pick, maybe top 10 draft pick on their team right now. He's a 22-year-old freshman from Greece by the name of Niokolis Avdalis, who is actually repped by the same agent in Greece who reps Giannis. But it's incredible this kid's not at Duke or UNC or Kentucky or UCLA, but he's at Virginia Tech because of the relationship his agent had with an assistant coach. But that's the new world we live in of college hoops, where I feel bad for the 18-year-old Americans. And I'm being 100% honest with you. I feel bad for the high school seniors that were 4- and 5-star recruits that aren't getting looks anymore. And it's because of Niokolis Avdalis's of the world. So if you're a Virginia Tech fan, you're jumping up and down. You're absolutely loving this. You've got a player that's going to put your team eventually into the top 25. You might even make an NCAA tournament run, if not an ACC tournament run. They have a legit Luka Light on their team. But this is the new world we live in, where these 18- and 19-year-old freshmen are going to have to work their way up to a higher level because coaches are not going to high schools anymore. They're going to the transfer portal or to Europe. And that's what I wanted to say about college hoops. It's exciting if you're a Hokies fan. I think it's depressing, though, if you're just a fan of the sport. Wizards in the NBA are honestly pulling off the most perfect ethical tank. And if you're listening right now and you're watching games, you're probably like, well, what do you mean? They're like blowing leads. They're having leads in the fourth quarter and they're losing. And this is like the 9th loss in a row, 10th loss in a row. This last one to the Rockets. Almost every game I've watched, the Wizards have been in it for 3 quarters. And then they stink it up in the fourth. And it's unbelievable to watch. And you're scratching your head, but you have to realize the front office does not want to win these games. They will say they want to win. The truth is they want to develop the talent. And I think we are seeing that. I talked to you guys in August after I placed a wager on the Wizards to win Summer League, and they didn't come close. And I thought Alex Sarr was a bust. I'm walking that back already right now, 12 games into this season. I'm walking that back. He's looked so much improved. I don't know how. I really don't, from August to October, but he wasn't doing this before. 20 points per game, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. He's starting to be more consistent on the outside. He's blocking shots like we saw him do last season. But I think he has a chance to be elite when you look at his skill set and his size and the fact that he's getting all these minutes to keep developing here in Washington. Keyshawn George has really taken off, I think, and taken his game to the next level. And to be honest, Keyshawn George's improvement has kind of been to the detriment, it seems, of Bub Carrington. He's not being on ball as much as Keyshawn George, but I think that will change around the midpoint of the season. I'm expecting McCollum and or Middleton to be traded. I can't wait for McCollum or Middleton to be traded. Nothing against those veterans who are very kind to come here to Washington and be on a young roster, but they're taking too many damn fourth quarter shots. And we're losing these games, and we're losing on purpose, and I don't care about the wins, but I want the young guys shooting the shots in the fourth that C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton are shooting. So the 1-11 Wizards are actually fun to watch because you do feel like you're seeing the vision, and they will be next on the court Sunday against the Brooklyn Nets. And for the Washington Commanders, they are in Madrid. And this season has been depressing. And I talked to you about last week about how I kind of got upset that I saw people saying this is the worst season of all time. No, it's not. It's not even close. Don't come at me with that. I've lived long enough as a Skins fan, Commanders fan, football team fan to see worse seasons than this. This season has not gone the way any of us wanted to go. But I would like to see this team finish the fight, all right? We've had nightmare seasons like this before, and they all end 3-14 or 3-13 in the past, right? or 4-12, right? 4-12 felt like that was our record of half my childhood, maybe 4-13 this year, right? Like, I don't want this nightmare season to end with that awful record, a league worst record. And I know some people are into the tank already. I need to see some fight here. I don't want to finish the year with the league worst defense, an offense that can't get out of its own way because of penalties, drops, and mistakes, and a fan base that's questioning the general manager. I want to finish the fight with some kind of confidence, some kind of momentum. Can we see defensive improvement? Dan Quinn's taking over as defense coordinator. Can we see something? In offense, in the loss last week, I think it gets overshadowed, but I thought Cliff Kingsbury called a great game, and he stuck with the run. And I've been asking him to stick with the run. And once again, this weekend, I'll be asking them to stick with the run. I want to be an offense that can at least run the ball well, and then hopefully we get our quarterback back and we can throw the ball downfield with our wide receiver back. We don't have any of that right now, right? So I want to watch a team that doesn't get blown out. I want to see something out of this dead fish before the end of the season against the fish, against the Dolphins on Sunday. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I want to see some fight left in this thing. I want to see some fight in this dog. I don't want this nightmare season to end with a league worst record. I don't even care. I know some people, you're telling me you don't want the number one overall pick? I don't want this season to end with everybody questioning the coach, the coordinators, and the general manager. I want some kind of positive momentum to end this season that we can carry over into the offseason. Because remember last year, and it's just crazy to think about, just 12 months ago, we were the talk of the town. We were probably 7-2 at this point here, just like the New England Patriots, right? As they've gotten to 9-2 now, it's incredible. They are certainly the Commanders of this season with the way Drake May is playing. But you think back to last season, around this point right now, the talk was every free agent's going to want to come to Washington to play with Jaden Daniels. That talk's not going to be the same this offseason with the way this season has played out. I want to give players, teams, coaches something to talk about in the offseason. Yeah, the Commanders got decimated by injuries, but you see how they finished 7-10? Like, they're going to be a team next season to watch out for. That's the kind of fight I want to see to close out the year as the Commanders are in Madrid to take on the Dolphins for the first international game from Spain. Bright and early, wake up, 9:30 a.m. on the NFL Network to watch the Commanders-Dolphins tomorrow in the NFL Madrid game. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We are live and local till 12 noon on The Fan. It's AY. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. What up? It's AY, live and local here in the nation's capital on a Saturday, November 15th. This is AY Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, simulcast in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're like me, we'll be waking up around this time tomorrow for some football, some NFL football with the Washington Commanders in Madrid to take on Miami. And both teams are 3-7. It's not, I think Danny Ruggier said it best when he joined me yesterday. It's not going to, what do you say, extend the game? I don't think there's going to be a lot of people in Madrid that are going to be diehard NFL fans after watching Miami against Washington with Marcus Mariota and a backup quarterback against a Miami team that has really struggled on both sides of the ball. But I guess you could say that they found a little bit of life on offense, and that's why it's going to be an interesting test for the defense and the new defensive coordinator. So let's review, all right? Washington's 3-7, but I sat here 3 weeks ago after Washington lost to the Dallas Cowboys, and that was at the lowest of the lows for me because I talked a big game all week. Dallas sucks. I hate Dallas. Dallas I hate, and they spanked us. And I said, this defense has spiraled out of control. We had two guys literally run into each other and give CeeDee Lamb a walk-in touchdown. We were embarrassingly bad for the game, but especially in the final drive of the half, in which we allowed Dallas to go the length of the field and get into the end zone, leading to my take of fire Joe Witt or bring him down to the sidelines. Well, it took two more weeks for us to make a move. And we did. Joe Witt spent 1 week on the sidelines and is now no longer the defensive coordinator. But he hasn't been fired. He's going to be Dan Quinn's right-hand man. Why would Dan Quinn make a move like this? Why would Dan Quinn make a move like this? And so it's led me to believe that Dan Quinn is actually on the hot seat. Dan Quinn is on the hot seat. When you have four historic blowout losses in a row, everything is on the table. Dan Quinn is on the hot seat for the rest of this season. And to me, it's unfortunate because I really like Dan Quinn. And I had people tweeting me throughout the game. Oh, I had friends texting me. Felt like every time the Lions scored, someone would say, you still supporting Dan Quinn? You still want that guy coaching? I had one listener reach out to me and say, tell him to turn his hat around. People are now hating the backwards hat bit from Dan Quinn. The tables have turned. And all of a sudden, this fan base has changed on Dan Quinn. He's absolutely on the hot seat because of the historic blowout losses. And a fifth blowout loss in a row, you never know what's going to happen. I will be supporting Dan Quinn. And I had somebody ask me how much longer. And I gave them the date, January 1st, 2027. I'm giving Dan Quinn the rest of this season and most of next season to figure it out because of the success that he had in year one. I understand if you do not, he has not been good enough. It has not been good enough. I believe he has changed the culture. The injury bug has screwed them, and they're at this weird point where the young guys are just not developing quick enough to take over the snaps from the aging veterans who need to play less snaps. Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz need to play less snaps. We don't have good enough youngsters to play them less snaps. And so with Dan Quinn taking over for Joe Witt, he's absolutely on the hot seat because you have to go back to when he was hired. And when you hire a defensive coach, when you hire somebody that's defensive-minded and the defense is not just bad but awful and embarrassing and a league worse every single week, there has to be questions. What are you here for? What are you bringing to the table? How are you going to make things better? And I think Dan Quinn, part of it was he's loyal. He's too loyal. He's too loyal to players that he's played with. He's too loyal to coaches that he's coached for. He's too loyal. But it's also kind of why I like him so much, is that loyalty. So I'm Team Dan Quinn, but I believe this move this week is because he's feeling some heat. He's feeling some pressure. And it makes sense. If you're ownership, you're going to sit back and watch after the most successful season in 30 years, everything's on fire right now. The building's on fire. Are we going to sit there and drink coffee and act like everything's fine? Everything has been awful this year. And you can't blame everything on injuries. What I saw against the Detroit Lions was a team that had given up or a coach that had lost the locker room. If you disagree, let me know. 1-800-636-1067. Because I'm telling you, nobody on defense stood up for Joe Witt. Because with the way they played last Sunday, the way they performed, he absolutely could have been fired. And maybe should have been fired.
But Dan Quinn, being the mensch that he is, the leader that he is of men, he is going to perform his duties and do Joe Witt's job to keep him around. That's the kind of friend he is. That's the kind of leader he is. But Dan Quinn's absolutely on the hot seat. Absolutely. I'm going to defend Dan Quinn. And I think the success they had in year one, I'm not blaming him for all the failures in year two. And I want to see what he will do this offseason and in year three. But we have to see some kind of fight to close out this season for, I think, ownership to believe he gets another year. They could be sniffing around. When you are a defensive coach and the defense is awful, there have to be questions about what you are here for. Is it possible that Dan Quinn peaked in year one? Ron Rivera did. There's no question about that. Ron Rivera peaked in year one, and his message, it went unclear from then on out. Nobody really knew what he was saying. They weren't practicing what he was preaching. Is it possible that defenses, defenses have been passed over? Like, Dan Quinn's too old for this. His schemes look old. I mean, that's what it looked like we were watching. I don't believe in the talk that, oh, Joe Witt Jr. is running Dan Quinn's defense. I think Dan Quinn becoming defensive coordinator here will make a difference. But is it possible the defense can get worse under Dan Quinn rather than Joe Witt? Yes, because if you remember, it actually got worse when Hack Del Rio got fired. It actually got worse. Dan Quinn's too loyal, yes, to the veterans, to Joe Witt and others, but that's kind of why I liked him. And you got to go back to the Super Bowl he lost. Had a huge lead. Didn't lose it because of offense. His defense couldn't get a big stop, right? I've heard it all. The whole thing is, I'm Team Dan Quinn. That's just me. That's my opinion. I like him. He fires me up, and I believe him. I do believe in him. But we cannot have this season just end with loss after loss after loss. You can't go into next season, I think, if your ownership with Dan Quinn coaching when you have the league worst record. And that's where we're trending towards right now. I need to see some fight. And so I do think that Dan Quinn's on the hot seat here because as good as last season was, this year has been historically bad on one side of the ball, and there's one side of the ball that he needs to be the expert of. And that's partially why he's taking over. Because I also think he feels the pressure, and it's not just he wants to keep Joe Witt's job, but he hears what I'm saying because he's probably thinking the same thing. If I'm a defensive coach and the defense is bad, why are you going to keep me around? Brian Daboll just got fired in New York. I think Brian Daboll got fired in New York because he could not keep his quarterback healthy. What's happened with Dan Quinn this year? He hasn't kept his quarterback healthy, right? Dan Quinn went to the podium and put his hand and said, "Hand, I made a mistake. I messed up," right? He's definitely feeling the pressure. It sucks, but I think your coach is on the hot seat right now. And the players are going to have to perform for him if they want him to be around. I want him to be here, but we need to see some life out of the Commanders this Sunday. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sport, DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to 8 Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You can always tweet us your thoughts at 8 Wide Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Patrick tweets me, AWOD, DQ's got to go back to being just a defensive coordinator. Oh, boy. I'm defending him. Bring your worst. Let me hear what you got. Willis tweets me, AWOD, this is a new organization. They have to set a new standard and culture compared to the Snyder ownership. I want to see fight the rest of the year, and I believe long-term they're heading in the right direction. Look, when they were searching for a head coach, Dan Quinn was the one I wanted. I loved everything that he brought to the table. The second year regime, right? Guys on their second opportunity, their second chance. Cliff Kingsbury came in here. Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, and they had all this newfound energy and excitement. And I think the success of last season did not get to the coaches' heads. I think it got to the players' heads. I don't think the coaching has gotten worse from year to year. I think the players have gotten worse. I don't think the players have executed. When you listen to Von Miller, the word he says over and over again is execution. Bobby Wagner was asked about the defensive coordinator position change. You say, yeah, we got to execute better. They used the word execute a million times. Is it on the players? Is it on the coaches? I've been a Dan Quinn fan since he got the job. He gave us the best season we've had in my lifetime, and I'm not turning on him half a year later or even at the end of this year. But as a Dan Quinn backer, I'm feeling the pressure defending him, which leads me to believe he's feeling it also. He's feeling the pressure. He's on the hot seat if things don't turn around. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Matt in Woodbridge. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Look, we got to get off Quinn. All right. He's never been a good coach. He hasn't. If you look back, he had the Legion of Boom for 2 years. All right, yeah, everybody looks great with the Legion of Boom. Once he moved to Atlanta, he had 2 good years. He peaked in his second year. And who did he have? He had the MVP because of Kyle Shanahan on the offensive side. He led the 24th defense in the league. It was a terrible defense. He's responsible for the defense. So what has he done to earn that praise? He's not a good coach. He hasn't been a good coach. I don't think he gets another chance. He could be gone now.
So do you think that Adam Peters made a mistake hiring Dan Quinn?
Absolutely. As the head man, as the head coach, Dan Quinn is a good guy, awesome guy. He knows football, but again, he hasn't proven that he deserves that clipboard. He hasn't proven that he deserves the room.
Why did he have so much success last season? Is it just Jaden was God? I mean, come on.
So in football, perfect years don't happen, right? We know it doesn't happen. Everybody stayed healthy last year. The opponents got hurt last year. Winning all those games when the one score games, that doesn't happen every year. That was the anomaly. That was the accident. The regular was, instead of 12-5, the regular was probably closer to 9-8, 10-7. Mm-hmm. But last year was the perfect storm, and the best case scenario was losing the NFC championship game.
Yeah, it turns out to be like a blessing and a curse with everybody's expectations changing. So at 3-7, you want Dan Quinn fired. How long have you had this take for here?
Before he got hired.
Wow. All right, Matt. I appreciate it. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Aaron in Suitland. Aaron, you're on the Fan.
Man, thank you so much, AWOD. I promise you, when I get off this phone, I'm going to change your mind. I'm going to change your mind because, first and foremost, Dan Quinn wasn't the number one choice, the number two choice, maybe the number three or four choice. You know, he got the job because we offered it to him, and no one else had offered him a head coach's job. Hey, why, you going to tell me, as a defensive specialist, we are 3-7. Out of desperation, he makes a move to start calling the plays. Well, what were you doing the first 10 games, defensive specialist? And then when you keep talking about execution, that's some crap. That's a cop-out. It's not execution. It's lack of talent and coaching. Here's why it's lack of talent and coaching. For the last, I don't know how many years, we've been having people in the secondary running free. right now, what you're doing right, and this is before Dan Quinn, okay? So we're talking about talent and coaching. For you to say it's execution, that's a jump word, a phrase that you use to try to keep your job. You know, Awad, it's not execution, it's talent. We don't have speed. We don't have people to tackle. You know, look, AY, this is what I want you to do, my man. This is what I want you to do. I want you to give the defense a grade, a GPA. A plus is means that you're outstanding. A, you're a great player. B, you're above average. C, you're just average. I challenge you, AY, as an individuals on the defense and the defense, you cannot give them a grade above C. I challenge you. And if you can, tell me who would you give a grade above C?
I would not. I'd give the defense a complete F. It's been a failure.
Thank you.
Are we just going to completely throw everything from last season into the garbage can? How did this defense come out and shut down the best offense in the league in the Detroit Lions? Limit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their building.
They aged. They lost talent. We were more talented from 1 to 11 on the defensive side last year than we were this year. You know, when we played last year, think about it. Our offense already knew that we had to stay on the field. We had a defense that would bend but would not break. Now our defense this year is broken. Every team in the NFL that we have lost to can do whatever they want to, run sideline to sideline.
100%. So we're not talented enough. So why is your energy not towards the general manager who decided to not do enough defensively?
Without a doubt. It's the general manager. It's the coaching. But don't, as a coach, come on and tell the fans and tell people it's execution. It's not execution. It's lack of talent and lack of coaching. If it wasn't lack of coaching, then why would you all of a sudden, 10 games in, say, I'm going to take over the defensive play calling? Yeah. Like, you want us to drink the Kool-Aid? Come on, AY, come on, talk to me, brother. Come on, defend yourself.
I'm expecting a change. Good call, Aaron. I appreciate you chiming in. I'll answer that right now.
All right.
I'm expecting a defensive change. I'm expecting some fight. I'm expecting Dan Quinn calling plays to have a much better feel for his defense than Joe Witt. He explained it. We've been through this bleep before. I like doing hard bleep with good people, right? And they worked to get the defense in Dallas to one of the top in the league with Dan Quinn as the DC and Joe Witt as his right-hand man. They've been in the trenches before. That's what they're going to do. They're going to get back to the table and grind all week long in Madrid and show up tomorrow morning and have a great defensive effort, and then we'll take your phone calls and we'll see what happens. Is everyone going to be calling for Dan Quinn's job if the defense improves? And at the end of the day, it all came down to the fact that we didn't have Jaden. Because are we going to completely overlook every injury that this team has had and just squarely put everything on the head coach? Let's go to Alan in Lorton. Alan, you're on the Fan.
I'm not putting everything on the head coach. I'm putting so much on Joe Witt. You know, I heard Joe Witt speak on your station. He's a very bright, smart, intelligent, smart, impressive speaker, impressive guy. But I've always questioned whether that translates to aggressive defensive football. Sometimes, Edward, you have to have somebody put your proverbial foot in people's behind. You know, those guys, those defensive players, they're thinking too much out there. And I remember in that Seattle game, and this is where I turned it off, Seattle was on offense. The very first series, ball care, they had a ball carrier carry the ball. Commander came up to hit him. Commander got knocked straight on his back. Mm-hmm. I mean, right flat on his back. To me, that set the tone for the entire game. You can't have that. You can't have that type of non-aggression on a football team. It sets the tone. And sure enough, Washington just fell apart. So, yeah, to me, they need somebody to put that proverbial foot and some of these defensive, rich defensive players behind in order for that to change. There needs to be a generational change.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say about it.
I appreciate the call, Alan. Good call, man. Thanks for chiming in. What's frustrating is everyone's got this energy that the defense is bad and Dan Quinn's to blame here. All right. We're awful in the trenches. You need to call out the offensive line and call out the defensive line. They've both been bad. And that's what comes down to. It feels like every single game this year, we're not able to set the tone on offense or on defense, on the line, in the trenches. On offense, we get zero push. There's nothing there. We can't run the ball for bleep. We can't even push forward. We can't even get – last year, we got a million third and ones. I know we're not getting it this year at third and one, right? And so it's the same thing defensively. I think that was a great call. The tone is set at the start of every game because every team's able to run the ball, and we're not. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We got full lines. We'll take more of your calls next on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Metal Chris running the ones and twos. Call AWOD 1-800-636-1067. We'll get you on the line right now. 1-800-636-1067. I'm a Dan Quinn backer, and I'm feeling the pressure, which tells me he is feeling the pressure. He's on the hot seat. Callers have chimed in, and when you're losing, someone's got to take the blame, right? I mean, we are all diehard fans. I know a lot of you guys listening are like me and live and die by every game, every drive, every snap. You're on the edge of your seat. And we used to go straight to ownership when we lost and we played the blame game, straight to ownership. And we've ran every GM out of town, rightfully so. Coaches, we've seen hundreds of them. Even quarterbacks have been tossed out. But sometimes you can blame the players. And that's why I'm defending Dan Quinn, and what I'm seeing is guys that made plays last year are giving up plays this year. That's what I'm seeing. I'm defending Dan Quinn. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. And I do expect to see improvements defensively tomorrow. Not just because Dan Quinn's taken over, because I don't believe the Dolphins are a good organization either. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Fast Eddie in Silver Spring. What's up, Fast Eddie?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call, brother. Hey, you know, this whole season is not about Dan Quinn. He's a leader of men. I've seen everything I need from him. He's our coach. It's about attrition this year, man. It's about the injuries. You know, you can't blame – everyone doesn't want to – oh, you can't blame it on the injuries. It's about the injuries, you know, and it's about talent as well. I agree with that other caller. And you, our lines are not played up to potential. But look, man, have you ever heard the expression, you're going to win the battle but losing the war? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're doing if we're going to play our starting guys we're paying big money to this year and get hurt again. That's the one thing I'm looking at, Dan Quinn. You messed up having that man in the game in the fourth quarter and he got injured. Are we going to just keep injuring guys we're paying big money to? Tunsil wouldn't see the field if it was me. I bring guys off the practice squad. We need to lose every other game so we get high draft picks. We need depth. We need talent. We need speed. We need youth. And we need to spend that money, Mr. Peters. But again, it's all about the injuries, man. It was all about the injuries this year. So I'm going to drop the mic. Thanks, brother.
But Eddie, are you still there? Is he too fast? I agree with him. I don't think ownership is going to stick around with DQ if the record is 4-13 at the end of the year. Right? So, like, can you play all the young guys and lose all these games? I don't know that you can. I understand what he's saying with Tunsil. I want Brandon Coleman to play. I think Ben Sennett needs to be our starting tight end. I've seen Zach Ertz fall start way too many times. I've had enough of that. Go back to Philly. I don't even want him here anymore. All right, let's go to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Yo, AWOD, thanks for taking my call, man. For me, Dan Quinn is a cool coach, man. And we have to understand, like, what kind of coach is Dan Quinn? And I've been calling and saying, is he a transition coach? Is he a foundational coach? Or is he a coach that's going to put you over the top? And I think he is a foundational coach. And those principles are, you know, you can see with the team, he's a player's coach. Guys want to play for him. But the injuries has hurt the team. And I think of, like, the movie 300, you know. In the first movie, they all went down to the last man. But they had energized an entire, you know, the country, you know, to be able to decide to, you know, to bring reinforcements. So I think Adam Peters tried to do certain things, but I still think enough wasn't done to be able to retool this team appropriately for the next season. Because I think of it almost like he was just rewarded. Like, you know, they kept winning in these last-second situations. So I think behind closed doors, they're like, man, we keep winning. So it's almost like your kid who's going to go to some championship, but you don't think they're going to be a D1 player. As a parent, you're going to tool them with everything that you think they're going to need, regardless, because you love your kid. So W's, when you win, and last year was wins, they had to reward the team, Marshawn Lattimore. Certain things just had to happen because that's what you do when you win. But that, I don't think the team was in that position. Look at the Patriots. They sat tight, and now look at their record. I think we were supposed to sit tight, but we were forced to reward mediocrity in a sense. And now Jaden has to do too much. Certain things, and now the focal point with Debo isn't necessarily the focal point. Now he has to be the focal point. I don't think this was a complete opposite of what they thought was going to happen and what they were hoping to happen.
But Elijah, let's talk about this for a second, because I agree with you until you said they rewarded mediocrity. Last year was not mediocre. It was the greatest season in 30 years. And so, and here's my thing. If you didn't go all in, you would have sent an awful message to the team. We don't believe in you. Last year was a fluke.
I hate what you're saying, but you have to understand, at a certain point, I think how they are built, they are kind of like a low-floor, high-ceiling team. So they could catch a wave and go 12-5, and they could also give you this, and this is just kind of how they're built right now, and that is a risk. And right. I think they knew the risk coming in because Rivera was – they knew coming in you could get this team kind of going in a certain way. But think of like a Lamborghini versus a car that you can soup up and put a muffler in certain – consistently, when I saw the Lions, it made me. When I saw just how they were able to move a certain both sides of the ball, they don't have to keep putting stuff on. And it's just like, no, they can cut their car on. Certain teams can cut the car on, and they're going to get a consistent level. But when you got to constantly tool in this, it kind of can change how you can get there. And I think they just need to update their foundational ride. They just have to raise the floor when you're bringing in vets and putting on these parts. That's like. I'm not trying to lean on vets because those are real guys. Those are real people who work their tails off, elite athletes. But that's like low-key like going to eBay. And that's cool to do when you have certain parts already in place. But they didn't. But they had to. They were racing in races they shouldn't have really been in last year. So now when you're in those types of races, you're like, man, we here. Let's get what we need. Crack with me. So now this is just with the fallout of that. So they didn't get an opportunity to truly retool. Right. How they should have to get to the next gear. So we're in races, and then your heat changes. Now we are in certain situations, and our schedule changes because winning just changes your schedule regardless of how you win. Your schedule is now different. So now you're going to have to do what you got to do. So I just think we just bit off more than we could chew. And it felt, but think about how the guy had the right perspective. So these other fans calling in, we got a new stadium. Step back. You're too close. Step back.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, though, right? Because last year they got on a roll, and they got to 12-5. They still believe they can get on a roll this year. Is that a problem?
No. Because
they probably should have shut down JD, right? I mean, they probably should have just moved on. They still think they can go on a roll.
Yeah, so I'm saying you have to be able to punt with a sense of understanding why. And you can't necessarily – it's almost like you can't be in a yacht, but you're going to have all your passengers paddling with their hands. And JD, if he's like our yacht, it's like, nah, man, okay, cool. We're going to get what we got to get. We're going to take that L. We're going to work in-house, take your wounds, and then go for next year. It is what it is. So, yeah, show that you're strong. If they show me how they looked at the beginning of the Chiefs game, first half, and guys flying around regardless of what string you are, you running around like you know what you're supposed to do or like you're supposed to be here, cool. This isn't point-based.
That's what
this
I need to see.
Point-based.
Yeah.
This
I need to see
this is
what we saw in the Chiefs
energy
game.
Based.
I appreciate
only
the call,
if you
look Elijah.
At the score, it's how they win and how they lose. It's not the score. If you lose a certain way, man, yes, this is not cool. But if you lose going down like a NFL competing team, fine.
Right.
If you win – come on. This is simple.
And that's why Dan Quinn is on the hot seat right now, is because the losses have been in blowout fashion. But I expect to see some fight on Sunday. And like you said, I want to see what we saw in the first half of the Chiefs game. It's the same lousy defense but they flew around the field and they played with energy. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll take more of your calls next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.